Hi everybody, this is Chappelle. I just wanted to come to you today to talk about transitioning. And I guess this is going to be part two to the episode, Ready or Not, It's Time to Move On. And within that episode, I spoke about some things that you can do when you are transitioning from one opportunity to the other. And this is pretty personal to me because I have transitioned to become a full-time education consultant. And that's been pretty scary because this is the first time in the 18 years I've been in education that I haven't started the school year in an official capacity as far as being at the building level or at a district level. I am out there on my own. And I know I'm not alone because I know some administrators, they are, or even teachers who have retired, or teachers and administrators who just decided to transition to becoming a full-time consultant. And I just want to say that you, for whatever reason is that you've transitioned this way, you are absolutely not alone. And I can tell you that it can be scary. It can be, you are full of optimism and you can't wait until you see what's next. I know I can't. And it brings to mind the quote of, or it's not even a quote. I'm just thinking that there is so much, don't be afraid of your power. Don't be afraid of your power. And I know as you're seeing your colleagues start the school year, you know, that's something that was very familiar to you. And now you are sitting at home or in your office or wherever it is, and you're not there. But you want to provide that impact to school. And I know I do. I decided to become a consultant because I wanted to have that impact within the school system, but also have that flexibility to maintain with my family. And, you know, just being in education for as long as I have, I have small kids, and I wanted to be able to be there for them and connect with them. And everybody knows that being an administrator, although it is so rewarding, there's also that other aspect that can be taxing, especially if you have small kids. And, you know, when I first got into, I first decided I wanted to be an administrator, a lot of people said, wait until my kids were bigger. And I know I mentioned this in the other episode about the balancing act. And I decided to take some time. So I'm out here on my own. I'm in a new state. Building a consulting company, and there are some feelings that I have that I know some of my colleagues who are in the same position are having. And one of them is fear. Fear the unknown. Fear that what if it doesn't work out? Fear that what if I fail? Fear that you're going to fall flat on your face. And my advice to myself and my advice to you is just keep going. Establish what it is that you want to do. Establish your why. Why am I a consultant? Why did I make this transition? And then you can kind of navigate from there. I know I want to impact administrators' practices through effective training techniques and technology. That's what I'm passionate about. And I think the road that I have been on is leading me to this particular point. And as I, you know, throughout the day, I'm planning out my day. So just like I'm going to work every day, I make sure I'm up at a certain time, I get the kids out, and then I set a schedule as if I'm at a 9 to 5. I make sure that everything is mapped out. And then even with that, you keep going back and forth. And I heard someone mention talking about perfectionism and procrastination and how both of those two concepts are very similar. So as we are planning out our whatever, our day or our company, we can get stuck on perfectionism. Oh, I can't start until my website is up. Oh, I can't start until I get all of my, you know, my media kit or my promotional materials are absolutely perfect. And guess what? Perfect never comes. So now you're sitting on all that material. You keep tweaking it and retweaking it. Now it's 3 weeks in. It's the beginning of the school year. And soon enough, it's going to be second quarter and you're still talking about you trying to get your stuff together. Or even procrastination. That means you haven't even got started. You keep pushing it back. Either way, a goal, you're going to be stuck. It's going to make you stagnant. And at this point, we want to make sure that we continue. We're making strides. We're checking things off. And so that we can make it to whatever our goal is. And I know that's easier said than done. And if you are feeling like, oh, I'm not going to be able to make I'm stuck, Chappelle. I can't make it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You cannot be afraid of your own power. You cannot be afraid of your own power, because whatever the course is that got you to this place, you have gotten here for a reason. You have gotten here for a reason. So if that means you need to consult, be a consultant or be a mentor to someone. Or whatever it is that you're, even if you transition to a whole nother, to an entirely other profession, the road that has been laid all of this time has gotten you to this point, and you deserve to be here. And I know sometimes self-doubt get into the mix, like, who am I to go into a school district and consult over X, Y, and Z? Am I an expert? Well, the experiences that you have obtained, I know I've been in the game for 18 years, that has to count for something. So don't be afraid of your power, because sometimes we can sabotage things. That procrastination and that perfection will sabotage you. Because you are afraid of failing, or I'm afraid of failing. Failure is not an option at this point. Especially if you have a goal, and I know it's scary, and things are, you know, just write it down. I know things will get tough, and mentally things are going to get long, but make sure you have a plan and a backup plan. So if you're out here on your own as a consultant, start mapping out, start talking about your why, start reaching out to others, start networking. Start telling people what you are doing, and people might not even know that you're consulting. You're a consultant. Start reaching out. And if you're feeling down, don't be afraid to tell other people. Look, this is the road. Connect with, and I know I have a network of accountability partners who will keep pushing me. And I'm an accountability partner who will push. So just to keep us moving. It will be scary. So you get a contract and you're like, well, what if I get a contract? I don't have all my stuff laid out. Okay, so get a contract and then have all of your stuff laid out. Don't worry about your stuff. You got your stuff laid out, but you don't have the contract. So make all the necessary steps to keep it moving. You get your contract. You know exactly what you want to do, even if all of the details are not laid out just yet. Don't get stuck in the details. Don't get stuck in the details. And sometimes I think I can get stuck. So I'm worried about my website. Okay. Yes, I need a website. Yes, I need to tell people that. But I can't get hung up on brand colors. This color should be, you know what? I'm going to change from pink to yellow. Or I need to make sure that this font is... No, you're majoring in the minors right now. So, and all that is part of the self-sabotaging. Because you are afraid of success. You know what? What if this works? Absolutely. What if it works? What if it works? What if you're able to get out there on your own and make an impact, a global impact? What if? Don't be afraid.